Welcome to Practical, Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, we're looking at conversion rate optimization strategies that small marketing teams can actually implement without needing specialists or big budgets.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. My name is Chris Spanier, and today we're talking about conversion rate optimization for small teams. I know what you're thinking. CRO sounds like something that requires a dedicated team, expensive tools, and a degree in statistics. And it certainly can. But the good news is that it doesn't have to. Some of the most impactful improvements you can make don't require any of that. In the next few minutes, I'm going to show you how to approach CRO in a way that actually works for teams as few as one or two people. First, let's talk about prioritization. You can't test everything, so start with pages that have high traffic and high value. I'm thinking your homepage, your pricing page, your main product landing pages. These are your starting points. Don't be the company spending months testing blog post layouts when your pricing page is converting at 2%. Look at your analytics. Identify the pages that get the most traffic and that are closest to revenue, and focus there. More good news? You don't need fancy tools to get started. There are affordable options like VWO, Convert, or even built-in testing features in platforms like HubSpot or Unbounce if you're already using them. But here's what's more important than the tool. Only test one thing at a time. Change your headline. See what happens. Then change your call to action button. Then test your form length. If you change five things at once and conversions go up, you have no idea which change made the difference. And when someone asks you to replicate that success on another page, you're stuck guessing. I know that one variable at a time might feel slow, but it's the only way to build real knowledge about what works for your audience. Here's something that a lot of small teams miss. You don't need to make coding changes to have impactful improvements. Take your forms, for example. Are you asking for information you don't actually need? Every field you remove can increase conversions. Check your page load speed using Google's Page Speed Insights. A slow page kills conversions, and the tool tells you exactly what to fix. What about your mobile experience? Pull up your site on your phone right now. Can you easily read the text? Are buttons big enough to tap without zooming? These aren't sexy changes, but they will move the needle. Let me give you a simple framework for developing hypotheses. Complete this sentence. If I change X, then Y will happen, because Z. For example, if I change my call to action from submit to get my free guide, then form submissions will increase, because it clearly states the value people receive. That because is crucial. It forces you to think about why something might work, which means you're building a mental model of your audience instead of just throwing spaghetti at the wall. Let me offer a quick word on statistical significance. You need enough data in order to trust your results. As a rough rule of thumb, aim for at least 100 conversions per variation before declaring a winner. If your page only gets 50 conversions per month, you're looking at a 2-month test minimum. But that's okay, as we've already touched on. Patience is part of the game. Now let's put this into practice. Pick your highest traffic page that's connected to revenue. It could be a product page, a demo request form, a pricing page. Now write down three hypotheses using that framework of if X, then Y, because of Z. You're not testing anything yet. You're just practicing the discipline of thinking through why a change might work. This is how you build a testing culture, even on a team of one. Then, when you're ready, pick one of your hypotheses and try it out. Okay, that's going to do it for today's episode on conversion rate optimization for small teams. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Practical Actionable Marketing. Today, Chris shared practical approaches to conversion rate optimization that small marketing teams can implement without specialists or large budgets. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with fellow professionals. And be sure to join us soon for our next episode.